Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A shocking endorsement from a longtime Republican.
Dick Cheney, George W. Bush's vice president, declaring he will vote for Harris in November. The announcement made by his daughter, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Dick Cheney will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney recently announced she, too, is backing Harris.
ABC's Derek Dennis, father and son in court 2 days after the mass shooting at a Georgia high school. The 14-year-old suspected shooter facing 4 counts of felony murder. His father charged with manslaughter and murder for allegedly allowing the teen access to the rifle used to gun down 2 students and 2 teachers. A man in Canada facing 20 years in prison for allegedly plotting to slaughter Jewish people in New York City and attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Boeing's first astronaut mission ended with an empty capsule landing in New Mexico overnight, as the 2 test pilots remain stranded on the space station until next year. This is ABC News. Recovery from 2 hurricanes in 2020, Laura and Delta, is far from complete, leaving a mess in misery in coastal Louisiana. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Since the hurricanes,
the house is full of mold and collapsing. It's literally unsafe to be in.
Tara Hillman in Lake Charles, Louisiana, says FEMA wants to repossess its trailer, her temporary home. Lois Malvo says in
the richest and the most prestige country in the world, nobody should be living like this.
COVID demands delayed federal money. Some find the application process confusing. Homeowners say insurance doesn't cover total costs. Some abandoned their wrecked houses and fled the area.
And today, an abandoned 22-story building in Lake Charles, Louisiana, once an icon of the city that became a symbol of destruction from the hurricanes, was imploded this morning after sitting vacant for nearly 4 years. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is considering new rules that supporters say would level the playing field for independent farmers. Here's Mark Moran.
Food price gouging has become a campaign issue in the Midwest, where the election could be won or lost. Pete and Berlene Wobeater raise cattle on about 300 acres in central Iowa. Berlene says family farmers want Congress to strengthen the century-old Packers and Stockyards Act, address alleged food price gouging, and fix the lack of competition in the beef industry, where 4 companies control 85% of the market.
And that's not going to happen the more consolidated it is. And then, if there isn't a market for all of our beef, then I guess some of us need to get out. But it needs to be fair.
The Biden administration has proposed a new rule designed to update the Packers and Stockyards Act, which was signed in 1921. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is taking public comment through September 11th. Congress is considering restoring mandatory country of origin labeling for beef in the next farm bill, which would allow domestic producers to charge higher prices for beef grown in the U.S. Wobeater says despite being in an industry that has become highly consolidated among large corporate ag producers, she and Pete have continued to succeed on their 300 acres in Toledo, Iowa.
And I think that has been my husband's approach to things. In the 80s, when it was go big or get out, he said, no, that's not the way he was raised. And it's worked for us.
The 2023 Farm Bill, which has already been extended until the end of this month, remains on hold in Washington. I'm Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunshine and 75 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 52. Sunny and 82 on Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and highs around 83 degrees.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey,
I'll be feeling like the man
okay.
When I walk through.
Okay, hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl Brandy Grayson and
your favorite cousin Clyde.
Cousin Clyde finally showed up.
I'm back from Italy.
Oh my god, y'all.
With some sad news about our boy Rich Homie Quan.
Rest in peace, bro. That's the rapper, and that was the song that was just playing by him.
He opened us up today. Tribute to him.
Yeah, shout out to him and his family.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of death in our community, locally and afar.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the cause of death for him is still under investigation, but they believe it was an overdose.
Oh man,
I know.
This drug epidemic is just out of control.
Super out of control, and a lot of it is pill popping and all kind of stuff. I don't know because I'm not part of the drug game. I do enjoy a little bit CBD.
That's drugs.
That is not, because as long as white people say it's legal, it's no longer drugs, okay? According to the FDA and our local government, who sells it all through State Street, CBD and cannabis is not illegal. So therefore, it's not a drug.
Okay, so then when they legalize coke, is it going to be free reign? Like, what's I need to know what we're doing so I can be prepared.
I don't know if they will ever legalize coke because they're making too much money off of coke.
Ooh.
Coke allows our federal government and other countries to pay for their wars.
Mm.
So it's very important that coke stays underground so everybody can get paid.
Listen.
That's what I say.
Pay me. Let me be quiet. But,
shout out to their family, his family.
Yeah.
It's really sad. I heard the TMZ shared a audio of his girlfriend calling the 911 dispatcher.
Oh.
And it was heartbreaking for a couple reasons. One, it's believed that he had been dead maybe all night or through the night. She said he fell asleep on the couch. She woke up, he was in the same place. So as she was leaving to drop the kids off, she just put a blanket on him,
man.
And then walked out and came back later on. And he was still in the same place and he was foaming at the mouth. She called the dispatcher. But during the conversation with the dispatcher, she said a couple things that was interesting to me, which was one, I called his father first. So I think she already knew he was dead, because when she was speaking to the dispatcher, she's like, "He's not breathing. There's no heartbeat.
He's out of here.
He's out of here." And he was cold to the touch. And also in the background of the recording, you can hear a male figure. But the male figure didn't sound very interested in what was going on. So that was weird for me, too. But it could just be my own, like, outside of the, like, I'm not there, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just like how it came across through the audio. And then the dispatcher herself was foul. She had like an accent and she kept asking the girl to repeat herself. But when she was speaking, she was very clear. Like, so it was like, why you keep having her repeat herself? Like, I can't understand you. And I'm thinking, no, actually, we can't understand you, dispatcher.
Right.
And then after she said his heart's not beating, he's not breathing,
man.
The dispatcher told her to get a defibrillator. And the girl was like, a defibrillator? What is that? And who has a defibrillator? defibrillator.
In the house.
At the house. Nobody has a defibrillator. So it was weird. The whole situation was weird. And then on social media, of course, people are critiquing her because they're saying, well, what kind of woman leaves their man on the couch sleep? What's your thoughts around that?
Social media always going to have something to say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, him being asleep on the couch, I think that that's normal, very right? Normal. Like, I don't got a man at home to sleep on the couch, so I can't
but
tell
apparently
you
apparently you will soon.
Okay, because... you, right? Come on, call it. But I don't know. I would probably do the same thing. Like, okay, maybe he looks cold, but it's just devastating to know, like, I left and came back.
And he was
he's
still
in that same position. Yep. Something isn't right.
Yeah, man. It is very devastating. And I know, like, when my partner falls asleep on the couch, sometimes I'll come and get him. It just depends on our day. Like, but sometimes if I'm, like, trying to get, you know, you know what I'm saying, I might wake him up and be like, stop playing with
me. It's time for bed.
Yeah, come on, baby.
To bed.
And sometimes I just leave him there. And because sometimes he snores. So, and I'd be like, good witness. Okay. So now I can stretch across the bed.
Yeah,
so it just depends. But I don't think I would actually leave the house and not wake him, though.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, you need to get up.
Yeah, but
we don't know people's dynamics. He is a rapper, so it might be just an understood thing. Like, he does what he wants
and
to do.
And depending on the drug that he was doing, it almost kind of, and this is just my take, like, when I hear the background and, like, the nuances of the people's characteristics, it's almost like we know what's going on. And unfortunately, we came a little too late.
Yeah. And you guys are listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and...
Clyde, your favorite cousin Clyde.
He almost forgot
but,
his name.
I know, right? But it talks about, it takes us into what love looks like,
right?
Yeah,
because, like, we're talking about the death of rapper Rich Homie Quan, who passed away on Thursday.
Wife?
And the... I think it's his girlfriend.
Girlfriend finding him.
Yeah, and the call to the dispatcher. So, so let's just go on to what we normally do, which is the conversation around love and relationships. Mm-hmm. We have found that as Black people and people known as Black, love is very political.
Yeah.
And it's very revolutionary. It's one of those things we can do and often do to really deal with the impact of white supremacy in our lives. And within this context of white supremacy and systemic racism, as Black people, we're not encouraged to date love or to stick things through because of the dynamics of racism. So we always bring that up first at the Black Conversion Show or on the Black Conversion Show.
Yes.
So where would you like to start today, Cousin Clyde?
So how are we doing with self-love? Let's start there. Do you want me to go first?
You go first. Okay. Yeah, you go first.
So for me, I have been on like this like inner touch spiritual hiatus. It's been feeling so
what
good.
Do you mean by inner touch, like, hiatus?
Oh my God. So inner touch is like just being able to be confident and comfortable with yourself.
Okay.
And I'm finally like at a better place with that as far as like, hey, if I don't want to do that, I'm not going to do it. Or if...
Setting boundaries?
Yes.
Okay.
Or that inner touch of just being like, today, go get your nails done, right? Like, feel good about that.
Yep.
And then be picky with the person doing your nails and let them know, like, I want them done just like this. Mm-hmm. Don't play with me, right?
I always go to the same person for my nails. Look, Facebookers, I'm going to show Facebookers, listeners, my beautiful nails done by Tiny at VIP Nails. She always gets me right.
Southside, Park Street. Oh, yeah, absolutely. VIP, they always eat it
Shout
up.
Shout out to our Vietnamese and our Cambodian sisters in the struggle.
Yeah, don't VIP. Go to 007 because they can't do nails. You would be fighting with them all day, but
a little tea.
That's my little self-love. What about your self-love?
You know, I've been making sure that I've been deliberate in putting my face on some makeup, looking cute,
looking good,
wearing bright colors, and then reminding myself who I am every day.
Yes.
The world around me has been very tough over the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like, you know, when it rains, it pours. So we've been experiencing a lot of thunderstorms and a little slight tornado, but it didn't take you out. It didn't take us out, and it didn't unhinge me. But we've lost some people in the last couple weeks. Grief and death is really hard.
It's high right now.
And there's been a lot of haterade in outside. It's always haterade, but it seems, I just want to say this, part of my struggle in the last couple weeks and really the last couple months has been my relationships with non-Black people.
Mm.
And these relationships that have led to toxic, interactions. And we're going to talk about that little bit later.
Still a relationship, right?
Yeah. And how, like, I don't know, I'll talk about it later, about how non-Black women specifically find themselves in the work with me and Urban Triage, and then they don't, it's like
they don't respect and appreciate
I think it's deeper. It's not even about respect or appreciation. It's really about you being anti-black and you not knowing that you're anti-black. And then when the mirror is held to you, then you feel attacked or you feel bullied. And when you have a black woman who speaks very matter of fact and articulate about racism, it could feel very icky. And then it'd be then the interpretation of me setting those boundaries at my job where I'm the boss and I say, you can't talk to staff like that. You can't say these things. It feels icky. And the only reason I allow these white women or non-black women to be in our space is based on our relationship prior, right? This idea that I could trust them because they've been around black people or they have black children and or black men. And that has been a very, it wasn't a good judgment on my part, but we'll get more into that,
a
little later. So when we, go ahead.
But
go
it speaks about relationship, right? Those friendships. Yep. And I think a lot of times when we talk about relationships, we're always like, boy, girl, 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 boy, you know, intimate relationship. But we never talk about how detrimental friendships and work relationships can be to us, even with our, like, care on love. Because I feel like at my age, I'm 36 years old, and I'm doing so much better in my life when it comes down to, like, friendships and relationships. Because I've learned to just be, like, upfront and clear, right? Like, and then making sure in this season I tell friends that, like, friendship doesn't come after relationships and children and career. Friendship kind of falls right under those things, right? Like, we're together. I love you. We're in our 30s, about to be 40. You should put line me up with those things.
But see, I'm having a hard time with those deeper relationships. And actually, when I had therapy, because I'm back in my coaching and therapy with my girl, Heather Lass, with Somatic Rhythms. It's somatic therapy, going into your body, identifying the different parts, inner work, identifying the different parts that show up. And one of the things that I discovered yesterday in my session with her is that I have a deep yearning for deeper relationships. Okay. And I actually don't like to be around people. So there's two, there's some things that's incongruent. And I discovered during my session, the reason I don't like to be around people is not because I don't like people. It's because I don't feel filled when I communicate or I'm having conversations. It feels very superficial, and I'm a very deep thinker and I'm a very critical thinker. So I want relationships based on, let's talk about conspiracy theories. Let's talk about quantum physics. Let's talk about quantum mechanics. Let's talk about who and what God is. Yeah. Let's talk about the possibilities. Let's talk about manifestation. Let's talk about law of attraction. Let's talk about metaphysics. You know, let's talk about some things. So when I'm around people and I start talking about these things, they look at me like I'm crazy. And
it's
then
like
I
going
feel
right over their heads.
Over their heads. And then they say, well, you're talking at me, around me. I had one person say, I guess you're just too smart for me, or I can't hold this relationship. And that feels weird. So that means that every time I'm around people, generally speaking, I'm pouring out to them. I'm giving to them. So I feel really drained when I'm around people, but I have this deep yearning for a deeper relationship. So I have to figure out how to cultivate that in my world without feeling like I'm the problem.
That's a good one. Like, I find myself there a lot. And one of the things that I've learned is, like, I'm always super eager to educate folks on what I know, right?
Yeah, what you know.
And so it's like learning how to
be when quiet. It's
time, that time to have that conversation.
Shut up, Clyde.
Yeah, and who can handle the conversation, right?
That's real. And I don't, you know, and I'm always joking with Clyde, but sometimes I think we think people are on the same vibrational frequency and they're not. And you guys, you are tuned into the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we're going to talk about clout chasing locally, domestic violence. A young woman was set on fire by her boyfriend. Another woman was killed and shot last week. The week before that, another woman was shot and killed. There's just a lot happening in our world, but let's talk about it. Let's talk about politics, and what it means to be black in the midst of all of this. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a jiff.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Leave me alone. Hey.
You didn't know what song this was?
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't. All right, y'all. Hey. Okay. Okay, Luke, our producer. Hey, you listening to Hey. Black Conversion Show, AA, as I twerk my butt on the air, 92.7 FM, I messed up. I was trying to stay on beat. WMD.
You did a good job, though.
Thank you guys for staying tuned. You are tuned into the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandy Grayson, and our
favorite cousin, Clyde.
All right, cousin Clyde. So, you know, we always start our show off on just talking about love and relationships. And before we transition to our next topic, I would love for our producer, Luke, to play this clip. And it talks about the difference, one of the differences between men and women. And I want your opinion on this, cousin Clyde. Okay, what your thoughts are. Go ahead, Luke, whenever you're ready.
Men are doers and women are responders. What are you giving her to respond to? If you have good leadership, she's going to respond that way. If you tell your lady, I got it, she's going to know, okay, my baby got it. I don't got to worry about it. If you tell her you're going to plan it, she's not going to stress about it because she knows you're going to plan it. If you tell her that you're going to make it happen, there's no worries in the world because she has no doubt that you're going to make it happen. That's leadership that she's going to respond to. Yeah. She knows that you're going to go to God or go to somebody in the community that's going to give you the answers to what you need to fix the problem without giving her anxiety, worry, or just anything like that. But once you become a man that makes excuses, you become a man that say, baby, I got it, and then you don't have it.
Yeah.
When you become a man that says, baby, I'm going to plan this, and then the day comes and there's no plan at all, then she's going to respond differently to that leadership.
Yeah.
So that being the case, men are doers, women are responders, and you got to ask yourself, what am I giving her to respond to?
Okay, come on. Mm. Come on. I thought that was a great... When I heard it, I was like, oh, wow, because I feel that. I feel like women are multipliers. So we build and we reflect back to what's given to us, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're really talking about masculine and feminine energy because I know we, genders, we're not really talking about how people identify, but just the energy, right? And mm-hmm. as a heteronormative cis woman, whatever you want to call me.
Girlfriend.
Right, girlfriend. So I really dig what he was saying. What's your thoughts about men being doers and women being responders? I feel like that's the masculine energy, during the yin and then the yang.
Yang. I agree. I agree with that. I think that that's like an old school, you know, narrative, like let the man lead and the women follow. And it's kind of like, again, let the man do and the woman will respond.
And mirror that, yeah.
Nowadays, I feel like it's hard to find a man that is a doer.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a masculine being that is a doer.
Yeah.
And then it's even harder to find a feminine being that is a responder because the women are now most of the doers when you look around, right? And it's like, So as I hear that, it's like, where is these men at that he's talking about?
I think you're absolutely correct. And I would say, how do we cultivate that for Black people? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of our relationship stuff is really rooted in systemic racism, our inability to cohabitate, co-partner on things, co-parent on things, because we're often enraged and outraged because of our world and our context and our environment.
Yeah.
And it's hard for men to be doers. And this is not an excuse, because I think when you realize your context, you need to do something about it. You need to take action, align action, and be accountable for how you're showing up in the world and what you're producing in the world. So I just want to just paraphrase that. We don't excuse poor behavior, poor leadership, or poor parenting, or lack of being present for your children based in race. Racism. I think that we need to become aware of our environment and figure out how to navigate, but we don't play excuses, right?
Yeah. So, and I just kind of went through that doer and responder situation this week. I was talking to a gentleman that wants some of my time, and he saw that I was cooking, and I posted it on my social media, and he's like, oh, I want some. And I said, oh, you know, feel free. Like,
come over, boo.
I told him, in order to eat some of my food, you have to pay for it.
Ooh.
And
what'd he say?
He was like, it was a like, why I gotta pay for it? And I said, well, if I have to cook it and come, I'm feeding you.
You should be cash apping $20, $30
yes, or something. Because I'm like, what do you want to eat? He's like, let's do steak and potatoes. Yeah, you have to pay for that.
So you want me to buy it, cook it, serve it up, and you come to my house?
Yeah, he wasn't being a doer. So because I felt like
I my response. That's a good point.
Yeah, if he would have
did. How did you say it though, Cousin Clyde?
I said it like the classic girl that I
am. How was it? Let me hear you.
Honey, if I'm cooking the food, you have to pay for it. Okay, because I have to cook it.
So you were soft with it? Or were you like...
I was very... Okay. I'm a very soft girl.
Okay.
And he was like... and his response was, you're right. He was like, you're right.
He
like,
responded in a way you needed. He had to be reminded.
But that reminder part is the part that just makes me itch.
You crazy.
Yeah, like... Why do I have to say that?
Because we exist in this system where our men, generally speaking...
Are lazy.
Oh, my God. I'm listening to the Black Conversion Show. Or 92.7 FM, WMDX with Brandi Grayson and...
And your favorite Cousin Clyde.
So I wouldn't say lazy, but they just don't have a reference point. So imagine growing up in the 80s and 90s when drug wars was happening.
Okay.
Fathers were removed. They were killed. Growing up in the hood. There's nothing. Big mamas were gone, right?
Yeah.
Big mamas were gone. We literally... I'm 44, about to be 45. Mm-hmm. And we come from a generation we raised ourselves.
Yeah.
There was nobody raising us. We were cooking, cleaning, going home, getting our younger siblings off to work, off to school. So who would have modeled that or provided a reference point for them to know?
You're
also right. So it's like this whole thing, like how much do we take? Because how much do you hold space for the lack of skills that were never taught to be a doer? And I am a doer. And the part of my therapy yesterday and my coaching was you got to do less and fall into your femininity and be soft. Because what happens is that you get, it's really hard because what happens is not just in relationships, but physically, it starts impacting you, your digestive system and your heart and your bones and your joints, because your body and you as a human, a spirit, it requires homeostasis. Mm-hmm. It requires a level of yin yang, masculine, feminine. So I'm a doer, go. And I've been doing all month for other people too, pouring into people. So my therapist and coach is like, girl, you got to find some yin. You got to find a place where you're just softening and being. And I find that hard to do when I'm constantly holding space, training, teaching, and leading.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I don't think they understand where when something goes wrong, what that does to us physically, emotionally, and mentally. Like, it is so aggravating. Yeah. And I know that is also not healthy as well, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's also easy for folks who are not doers to tell a doer what they should relax in, right? Like, I think I hear that a lot. Folks are like, you should just take a seat back and No, I can't.
You can't because things still have to get done, but we have to learn how to balance it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to learn, like you said, say, no, I don't have time. No, I don't need to go to that event.
That's true.
I need to go lay on my hammock. I need to go read a book. I need to go listen to a podcast or a lecture, finding things that feel me. And I got to get more intentional because, like I said, I'm a deep thinker, a deep feeler. I don't know. I'm proud of myself, too.
Yeah, as you should be.
I'm proud of you, too. Yeah.
Right? Because on top of being a doer and doing the most, the work is getting done and people are being impacted, right?
Yes,
because that's the life we want to live. Like, I thought about that even as, and I know we got to wrap the segment
we
up,
do,
but
yeah.
as a lot of people are like, we're going through a lot of grief and we're losing a lot of people.
Yeah.
For me, the grief process has been, you keep doing what you're doing. Because when we all are going to go, and when you go, people are going to be able to say, impactful.
Yeah, and absolutely. And when you tell yourself, a part of you says, keep doing what you're doing, we also need to unpack that, but we don't have time.
Yeah,
because we actually need to actually stop and pay attention to ourselves. So you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, WMDX. And when we return, we're going to talk about clout chasing in politics, clout chasing within nonprofit, and just talk about local news.
Social media.
And talk about affirmative action, y'all. I guess you don't know the impact on Black people.
I'm happy I'm up out of that.
And this support. Oh, my God. God, y'all, just stay tuned. We got a lot of tea for you. Tune back in. Black Conversion Show.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A shocking endorsement from a longtime Republican.
Dick Cheney, George W. Bush's vice president, declaring he will vote for Harris in November. The announcement made by his daughter, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Dick Cheney will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney recently announced she, too, is backing Harris.
ABC's Derek Dennis, father and son in court 2 days after the mass shooting at a Georgia high school. The 14-year-old suspected shooter facing 4 counts of felony murder. His father charged with manslaughter and murder for allegedly allowing the teen access to the rifle used to gun down 2 students and 2 teachers. A man in Canada facing 20 years in prison for allegedly plotting to slaughter Jewish people in New York City and attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Boeing's first astronaut mission ended with an empty capsule landing in New Mexico overnight, as the 2 test pilots remain stranded on the space station until next year. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Packers lose in the season opener in more ways than one. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers lost 34-29 to the Philadelphia Eagles. More concerning, however, is the status of quarterback Jordan Love, who was helped off the field with an apparent leg injury late in the game. Head coach Matt LaFleur didn't have any answers immediately following the game.
I don't know.
While the Packers had some bright spots, such as Jaden Reed's big game at receiver, it wasn't enough to slow down the Eagles.
Very disappointed. There was a lot of opportunities out there to win the game. We weren't good enough in the red area. We were +2 winning the football, and ultimately didn't score enough points to win the game. I mean, give Philly a ton of credit. They made some big plays.
The Packers are off until September 15th when they'll take on the Indianapolis Colts. The Brewers play the Rockies today, coming off a 3-2 loss yesterday, and the Badgers play South Dakota in football this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunshine and 75 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 52. Sunny and 82 on Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and highs around 83 degrees.
Right now, it's 55.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Y'all don't know nothing about this. Hey, 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 hey.
to a penthouse.
That's my song right there. That's Offset. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show. Why am I saying mm-mm? And why do black people say mm-mm? You're listening to 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and
your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Yeah, so that's the Offset and Cardi B clout chasing song. And I just thought it was perfect for this segment.
Okay,
so we've been talking about relationships, healing, therapy, all that stuff that we always talk about because it's so important.
Yeah.
But I want to start off this segment with this other clip. I think it's important to bring other voices, but this is really good, you guys. So pay attention to this, and then we're going to talk about how that shows up, okay? Go ahead, Luke and Luke. Luke is our producer. We love Luke and Luke.
People pleasers suffer abuse from the very people they're trying to assist. Because when you put them before you, you just betrayed you. You told you was going to do better this year, but because you're trying to satisfy them, you betrayed the promise you made to yourself.
Come on now.
To keep them happy.
Come on now.
Maybe you are as mad as you are at them.
As you are.
Because you don't
yourself.
Even realize you're secretly mad at yourself.
Yeah.
Because you ain't doing to yourself what you promised yourself you would do. But you got all the energy for people, but ain't got no energy left for you. So how about for the next 4 months, you be to you what you've been to them?
Come
the
on now.
Problem ain't that I can be that to you. Who gonna be it?
For me.
For me.
But since won't nobody be it to me, I'll just be it
for myself. All right, Luke, we're good. So I
get the shouting in here. Look.
They feel like I'm in church. Okay, come on now. But that's part of what we've been talking about. Remember me, you, and April in a segment, I was saying, like, I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to please people, trying to figure out how to fit them or help them fit or support them. What's your thoughts?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say you're clout chasing, though, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like we just got to learn how to, the way we show up for others, to show up for ourselves. And I think we do that, right? I find myself...
No, we don't. We don't.
Well, let me say this, and I'm pretty sure you'll be like, you know what? You're right.
Okay.
So whenever folks like us end up in a hard situation, we have the knowledge to escape that situation right away, especially when it comes down to like systems and systematic racism. Mm-hmm. When I'm even like in a gas station and, you know, I'm getting told something that is not correct, or at the bank, I'm like, wait a minute, this is incorrect. Can I see your policy really quick?
Right.
And because I have that knowledge to back other people up and navigate, I show up for myself like that in excellence.
Okay, right? But what about the emotional stuff? Because one of the things you did say is that I say to myself, you got this. Let's just get it done.
Yeah.
But see, that's the yang energy. Where's the yin at? Because there's a necessary homeostasis that's required for your biologically to be well, right? So part of it is like when we are people pleasing, we're abusing ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. And then we're showing up, and that goes back to the conversation earlier that we were having when we're holding space for men that haven't figured out how to be a door.
Yeah.
So then we're holding space, but who's holding space for you? And sometimes you got to walk away if this person is, you're constantly pouring out and they pour in driplets, right?
Yeah.
And not that because you don't love them, and not that they technically did something wrong, but you're just, you may not be compatible, because when you're a gallon person, I consider myself to be a gallon. I can pour out. And when you're dealing with people that are 12 ounces and pints, they only have so much to give. And what you require as a gallon is not the same as what they require.
Yeah. Or what they could fulfill.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
and I think with that is we get to that place of, for me, it has been very vocal.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I found myself telling my friends and my
spaces. Communicating what you need.
That, guess what? Mm-hmm. The way I showed up for you on your birthday, you did not show up for me like that on my birthday.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with that, right?
Yeah, but it's like, a problem theirs or yours, because you're trying to please them and you're going out your way, and you really need to invest in yourself on your birthday.
Yeah.
Because
that's
what I decided too. Like, I'm going to stop hanging out with people on my birthday expecting you to celebrate me. Mm-hmm. I can celebrate me.
But you celebrate everybody on their birthday, though.
I don't. I don't even like people's birthdays. Don't ask me for nothing. You could maybe...
But when you do show up, you show out,
I do,
right?
Always.
Yeah.
Because so, I'm going to pay for things. I'm going to make sure I come with flowers, and I'm going to honor you. But most of the times, I don't like celebrating people's birthdays. I'm not a gift giver. Mm-hmm. I'm a doer. So, like, if you require service, you know, like, I'm a server, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you require an emergency...
And that's the gift.
Yeah, that's the gift. But I'm not, like, a person that's going to go online and find you a gift.
But even outside of birthdays, right? Yeah. Like, let's say your children have, like, a playmate, right? And they, like... when the playmate come over your house, I seen this on TikTok too, right?
Oh my God. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show, 92.7 FM with Brandi Grayson and
your favorite cousin Clyde, right? Uh-huh. So I've seen on TikTok, this lady had to talk to a playmate's parent and mm-hmm. say, hey, your child came over here and ate up X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. They played with these crayons. They did this. They mm-hmm. used this. I had to change their clothes because they got messy, so they have mm-hmm. one of my children's clothes on. So you have to reimburse me X, Y, and Z.
What?
Yes.
That's raggedy.
And the lady responded like, what you mean I got to reimburse
That's
you?
That's raggedy.
And she's like, but when my child comes over your house, my child is coming back in filthy clothes. They're not being taken care of.
So that's some pettiness. That's some passive aggression.
So?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't, yeah, because first of all, they're children. And if you don't want a child at your house and you expect a parent to compensate, then you shouldn't have play dates. Because kids come to my house, like when I lived on, before I moved to the white area, y'all, you get a little uh-huh. movie money and you buy a house and now I'm surrounded by white people. But when mm-hmm. we lived on a Rusk Avenue, predominantly black and brown, kids were always at our house. We
right.
fed kids all the time.
Yes.
And we got bouncy houses. They came over, we barbecued, they came over, they got vegetables out of our garden. Not one time did I think, let me go talk to the parents and get $5.
Right. And to my point, you were people pleasing, you were taking care of other folks, mm-hmm. and then when it comes down to you even being able to say what they're doing to me is not taking advantage of me, it is taking advantage of you, right?
Well, I guess you're right, because
we have to start checking.
There's a balance. I'm going to agree with you and disagree because my therapist kind of said something yesterday too when we were doing the inward work, and she's like, how's your heart? And I said, my heart feels taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
My heart feels ignored. My heart is pissed.
Yes.
Right? So you might be onto something.
And
so,
we expect us out of people, and baby, that's not the
that's
case.
Not it. That's why we got to feel ourselves and give ourselves, like the dude just said, what we give to other people. So let's transition.
Okay.
We wanted to talk about clout chasing, and I think that's a perfect mm-hmm. transition. And one of the things I've discovered in my life, like I said at the beginning of the show, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show, is that I have had relationships with white women and non-black women, and based on that relationships, I allowed them to come and work in the organization that I've built from the ground up. And our organization has been powerful because of my leadership.
Yeah.
It has done incredible things for our community.
Yes.
We have been able to sustain at least 20 people in our organization.
Facts.
We have been able to provide personal development, trauma recovery, therapy for our staff.
Mm-hmm.
We go over and above.
Right.
I literally allow my staff to hold me accountable at our meetings. If there is if there's something happening that's not right, I will have an integrity conversation with everyone.
Okay.
I don't mind being told you're wrong. I don't
right.
mind being like, hey, what you did or said wasn't cool. I'm actually a receiver in that because I want to grow. It really is my
yeah.
philosophy. And yesterday, in our Thursday, we have a staff development every Thursday. My staff said, you have done so much growth. You have done, and we are like loving it, and we appreciate you, and we thank you for modeling that. One of my staff said, I want to be just like you. And I say that because we're supposed to, in leadership, edify other people.
Yeah.
And then when I allow non-black women to work for me and I try to do the same for them, it feels like bullying. It feels like someone posted something indirectly about me and said like it was toxic leadership or something like that. And I'm going to respond to that in another platform later. But I just want to say, most of them are only coming into black spaces for clout chasing
yeah.
and to say that I am credible because Brandi Grayson hired me. And then when it doesn't work out because of them, right? And if I had some accountability, I definitely would take it because I'm not that kind of person. And anyone who has worked for me know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is challenging working for Urban Triage. Like you have to be, who does shadow work at work? We do.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta sit with yourself butt naked in a window in the mirror. That's one of our assignments.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your inner child, reflect on it,
okay.
and then come back to work.
It's challenging, but it's a privilege.
It's a privilege.
Yeah.
And it's a resource. And our organization is built around the needs of black people and not white women or mm-hmm. non-white women. But I've made the mistake of allowing people to enter our work and in our organization that had no business being there. And it's really based, in my opinion, around clout chasing. And I know that you had a situation outside of your work, but in a different institution and system.
Yeah.
Tell us about that and what that looked
the
like
same
with
thing.
White women. Yeah,
yeah, the same mm-hmm. thing. Our mm-hmm. folks ahead of us
yeah.
allowed these individuals into our space.
Mm-hmm. And a black space.
Yes, a black space.
Mm-hmm.
And they trusted these people right mm-hmm. away. And
you're listening to the Black Conversion Show, by the way, 92.7 FM, with your girl,
so
Brandi Grayson,
stuff, right?
and
Clive, your favorite cousin, Clive.
Okay, go ahead.
But allow these folks into our space
yeah.
and kind of let these folks take leadership roles.
Yes, that part.
Denounced a few of us that could have taken these leadership mm-hmm. roles because I honestly think it was because of the color of their skin that we thought that they could do it, right?
Not only do we think they can do it, we actually think they're the experts in the area.
Exactly. And so they came into this space, mm-hmm. got all up in our business, learned a few pieces of trade that they could take to another place.
And then what they
And then in the end, they told us, nope, we don't want to go with what we all talked about anymore. We want to go with what we say.
Right. And the black people in the space become what?
The people that are aggressors.
Aggressive. And now they're fearing them.
Yeah.
That's their whole thing.
They told us that.
Yep.
We did conflict resolution surrounding this situation.
I am afraid of you.
Yeah. I don't feel safe with
and
you.
I think it's weaponized, right?
Yes.
It's weaponized.
Black skin is weaponized.
Right. Yeah. And when you're very matter of fact and direct, like, this is not what we're going to do, that's weaponized. Our arm gestures are weaponized. And the fact that when white women or anyone outside of blackness say they scare me, people believe them.
Yeah.
They're not going to call and do an inquiry. They're not going to investigate. Whatever white women and white people say, go. So it's facts.
Yeah.
So it's very devastating for black organizations and black leaderships, for white people and white folks or non-black folks to enter the spaces and feel attacked because you don't even get what anti-blackness is and you're not willing to do the work to unpack your stuff. And then you come thinking that you're going to be or feel like you're entitled to like automatic leadership and roles when you have to learn how to
work for it. Like we all have had
white women
do.
Have to learn how to work for white black people. If you're in the organization, you have to learn to trust and support the leadership of black people or you have no business working with
in
black people. Take your butt back to corporate, take your butt back to your white systems and institutions and work there, because working in blackness in black systems or black
is a privilege
and it's different because we rock differently. We're communicative people, we're energy people, we're spiritual people. So the people that work for us that last are usually black women because they get it and they're not offended.
Yeah.
They're not offended by the aggressiveness.
It's
they're not
the passion. The passion mm-hmm. that is needed to get the work done.
Yeah.
So with those things being mm-hmm. said,
we're talking about clout chasing for our people who are just tuning in to the Black Conversion Show. And we're talking about how white women that we know and think we can trust and we allow into our spaces actually cause harm. And then they continue to cause harm after leaving the space because they refuse to be accountable for how they showed up in the space.
And so because we keep running into this, does this seem like an agenda?
I don't know if it's conscious. I think people are walking unconscious and a lot of them are miserable. Most of them have sucky lives, like real sucky lives.
Yeah.
Like, and they're looking for a fix. They're looking for something to make them feel better, powerful, and in control.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them think they can come into black spaces and dominate and have, but you can't boo-boo. You don't have no control over here. You need to fall in line with black leadership and trust black women. And when you can't do that, then you got to get gone.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's an agenda. I think it's lack of awareness and lack of self-development and like lack of understanding the depth and breadth of white supremacy and how it shows up everywhere.
So what would be your recommendations in order for us to identify this right away?
I think we need a test.
Yes.
A white woman assessment. And I think we need a committee of other
white
women.
You don't already have that?
I need to get it. So I had told my board, right? My board has white women, but I'm telling you, my white women went through our co-conspirator work group to build analysis, and that transformed them. So now they understand how to position themselves in leadership and to support black leadership. And they do challenge me. It's not like they just like, whatever Brandy say, but it's not what you say, it's how you say it. They know that they have to trust me to be in the space, if that makes sense.
So you don't do that with the staff.
I know, but I used to. I stopped doing it because I felt like I needed to stop making them feel so uncomfortable and I didn't want to cross a line of discrimination and things.
Putting yourself on the back again.
Ooh.
This is what we're talking about, baby, right there. This sounds petty, but that is what needs to happen.
He's so right. And I be tiptoeing like a mug. Oh, I got to fix this. Because I've been trying to be different in these white spaces so I'm not being seen as too much.
Can't do that.
And you're so right. So I'm going to get back to myself. And y'all, you're going to have a problem because it's happening, okay? You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, WMDX, with your girl, Brandy Grayson. And
your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Tune in because we ain't done with the juice.
Not at
the
all.
The juice. See you in a sec.
Do anything for club. They do anything for club. Do anything for club. They do anything for club. Do anything for club.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
Every time he opens his mouth, he comes up with some other lie.
And I have to research every one of these lies. It's mind-numbing, and I got to tell you, I can't remember a case where I investigated and I found out he was right. He does not tell the truth, never tells the truth, and he makes my life a miserable hell doing research on all of this stuff.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, you guys, we are back on the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson. Ooh, get it from your mom. Y'all know this is my song? Okay, Cousin Clyde. And you with Cousin Clyde, too, on Black Conversion. So real quick, there's some things that we want to just... Oh, that's my song, Luke. Okay, then finish playing it then, Luke. I mean, forget it then. You know, hey, we ain't got to do no love. Ecstasy. Okay, we need to get to the news. Okay, because we about to have a whole turn up. Where the Don Julio? I'm just kidding. Okay.
So first week of school, how is it going?
The first week of school, my son is at, you guys, One City. It's his first year there. He transferred from Wingra. Is it Wingar? Whatever. The private school, all white folks. He is loving One City. First of all, he came home yesterday and he was like, I feel like this is me. And I think it's because he feels seen. He's not targeted. It's so black, y'all. It is so, so black. I walked in the first day and they was cheering the kids and black people. Girl, there was someone working there with house shoes on, and I said, that's the blackest stuff ever. And I actually appreciate her being in her house shoes, right?
On the first day of school.
She was, and she was greeting the kids, and I appreciated that. I mean, you know, One City is the stuff, and I know they're working really hard to develop everything, right?
Yeah.
They did steal one of my favorite employees, Felix. We just hired him a couple months ago for program director, and he took a job with them. He did say it was his dream job, but it made me really sad because he was really good at his job. I'm still kind of mad at him, but Felix is going to be at our Second Harvest this Saturday volunteering. So I guess we can give him some grace. Felix.
But he continues to work, right?
He does, and he's at One City with our black baby, so that's super exciting. You know, there is some difficulties with the drop-off and pick-up, you know, that I really can't stand.
Has been a difficulty.
It has been. So,
but that's in any school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so there's always one or two things that you have to work through, but besides that, what's most important to me is my child's emotional well-being.
Yeah.
And emotionally, he's good because Winger had my baby sad, mad, had us disciplining him, trying to had us in the school every day. So I am looking forward to a powerful school year at One City. And also as a parent.
Shout out One City.
Yeah, and as a parent getting involved. And I know that a lot of people have complaints, but people complain about anything
everything.
It
don't matter.
So do what's right for you and your family. And my grandbabies go there too. So they're all excited to be in the same
together.
School. And to have it so blackety black.
Nice.
In other local news, we have Chris Davis, a local coach.
Yes.
A local mentor.
Yep. Basketball coach. Chris Davis grew up in this community.
And star at Whitewater.
Yep. Primarily on the east side. I went to middle school and high school with him. Very cool guy. Was always nice.
You
know,
passed
like the
away.
Tall 6 feet guy that Cutie everybody
patootie.
Don't miss, right?
Cutie
He's always had a really good attitude just about being that popular kid, that hot shot.
And as a mentor too. too for youth, right? So he's passed away. He's transitioned.
Touched so many kids.
Yeah, so many kids.
And if you don't remember Chris Davis was also the coach that was fired
by Sun Prairie.
Yeah. And it was a huge local news, right?
In January.
Going out to Sun Prairie and arguing with the administration staff.
Yeah.
And this little hearing they came up with.
It was bull crap.
Yeah, and I knew right
there.
Some
more white people stuff.
Yes, that it was more so a target on Chris Davis Jr.
Yeah.
And his career.
Yeah.
And him being looked at and scouted in a white school in white town. And they didn't appreciate that because a lot of the complaints, you know me, I'm always like, I want to see the complaints, who the complaints come from, came from teammates' parents.
Ain't that crazy? And and shout out to Chris Davis Jr. sending nothing but love and hugs to you.
Started,
he had an amazing game yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. This week. Started college this week. Sad loss to everyone.
And a lot of sadness in our community. We have that shooting in Beryl County, Georgia at Alpecia School or Al something.
Yes.
But a white kid shot up the school, killed two kids, one Hispanic, one black, two white teachers, and now he's been arrested.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dang, can we even get through the first week of school without some white kids
shooting?
And it's just crazy. And I don't have time to psychoanalyze why white men shoot up schools and do mass shootings. But I think that's a topic that we can hold space for next week. And I think we should invite some kind of psychiatrist, somebody with a degree to give their opinion on it. And also in the news, black enrollment dips at high, like Ivy League schools as a result of the Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action.
So tell us more about that.
People can't get in. Shoot, that's what, right? And the Supreme Court basically ruled and said affirmative action was discriminatory towards white men, basically, is that's what the finding, because remember, affirmative action was predominantly impacting and giving space to white women, because white women are also considered minorities.
And America better get ready, because if Supreme Court is overruling that, they're going to start overruling a lot of petty things that has moved our country for. I can't even believe that is like something.
It is. Welcome to America. I always say welcome to America, KKK. You know what I mean?
But we always have this huge craziness before the election.
We do.
And I believe my girl going to win.
Okay.
I believe my girl going to come through, and it's going to be like, okay, we flipping some things back to the way that it should be. Right?
Yeah, I'm excited about black women leadership.
Me too.
Always say, when you always know when black women are missing from the table, whether it's a church or school or anything, it's because how you run things inefficient.
Yeah.
The one thing about black women, we will create structures, processes, and we see the details because we've had to. We've had to be the doers, right? We've had to hold everything together and always have. You are listening to the Black Conversion Show with Brandi Grayson.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
So another thing that's locally happening this Saturday is our Harvest Fest. Okay.
Pull over that.
It's always huge, y'all. We have thousands of people that come out to the farm. Our juggler canceled on us today. So if you know somebody, this is the second juggler that canceled
that can
on us.
Juggle some balls.
Right. He was supposed to juggle balls and fire. Okay. So I don't know what happened to our ball juggler, but he canceled. But we still have our magic show. We still have our MC canceled on us too today.
Who was the MC?
Coop Talbert. She's originally from Madison. Oh. She's supposed to come down to be our MC.
Cupcake. She the MC at
She cooking.
At the event.
She's cooking
at the
event.
She can do both.
I'll do a post and see it. But it's at our farm at the Farley Center. Look up the Farley Center address. I don't know it by heart. I just know it's Spring Road. Free food, free beer.
But if you don't know where it's at, we got free shuttle.
Free wine, free beer, free food, free shuttle from 2312 South Park Street, running every 30 minutes, starting at 2:30 all the way to 6:30. A live DJ, a live band from Milwaukee, Cigarette Break, Bouncy Houses, Carmel Apple Stations, Gigi's Playhouse, Children's Museum, field games. It's just a lot, y'all.
How does she remember all of
Girl, look, we do what we do because we like celebrating black agriculture, black joy, black excellence. We are there to service you. If you're in a wheelchair, don't worry. We got you. We will be serving you.
If you're an elder,
we
got you.
If you black, we got you. Mm-hmm. If you're a supporter, co-conspirator, ally, we got you. We rock with our community as always.
Period.
So come and hang out with us. Also, we are out of money, y'all. Urban Triage has no more rental assistance, no more security deposits. I'm really sorry.
Dang.
We're actually $100,000 negative. We overspent. I have no idea how we're going
to
get the money
to help people.
Oh my God, y'all, we're in a situation. But anyway, until next Saturday, y'all, we'll be back with the juices with your girl Brandi Grayson on the Black Conversion Show and our cousin
and your favorite cousin Clyde,
our messy cousin Clyde that brings balance to our show, and we love him and we're glad that he actually showed up for work today.
April was not here. She
we forgot to talk about
sick.
You
April showers.
All right, y'all, peace, love, and hair grease. See you next Saturday.
Peace.
on State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.